there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside Hour 3, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Over 10,000 recommended installers coast to coast. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we'll get to the Knicks and the Sixers in a minute. But right now, we're heading to the fourth quarter. And we haven't talked a lot about this game just because of how unbelievable a night we got between the Knicks and Philadelphia. But
and for a long time, this game was particularly one-sided.
Yeah, the Lakers
were
rolling Denver, and Anthony Davis was out. He had 14 of his first 15 shots. He's got 32. LeBron has 14 and 12. The Lakers were up by 20. But now going to the fourth quarter, the Nuggets have cut the Laker lead to 10. 79-69 going to the fourth. Jokic has 20. Porter's got 19. Jamal Murray just 3 for 16 from the floor. Now, this is the biggest 12 minutes of the season for the Lakers, without a doubt. Because if the Lakers blow this lead, this is curtains on the season. If this is a game where they get out where AD plays the way he does, he's at 32-10. LeBron plays really well. D'Angelo Russell's having a great game. He's got 7 threes tonight. All 21 of his points are on threes. No, you're not getting a lot of the bench, but when your starters are playing well, your bench players don't play as much. This is still a case of the Lakers are playing unbelievably well. If they lose this game, that's it. There's no, oh, hey, we almost got them. We're coming back home. No, this is going to be the Nuggets in five, if not less, because this is such a damaging loss for a Laker team coming in and playing as well as they have. To blow this kind of lead slowly over the second half, there's no coming back from that. And the Nuggets are going to put the pedal down. And I don't know. I don't know if the Lakers win a game. If they lose, this is the biggest 12 minutes of their season without a doubt, because they can stay in this and make it a series, or it's absolutely done. And you can just say, okay, let's see what the Lakers need to do going into next year. And it's going to be a new head coach. It's going to be, we're going to trade D'Angelo Russell to try to get somebody else, to get another star in here. Something else is going to happen. They'll be working on next year after tonight.
Yeah, we look at the way game one went down, right? Great first half. Third quarter was a disaster. And then the fourth quarter, LeBron James didn't take a shot until the final minute 30. Didn't hit a shot until 35 seconds remaining. Much more aggressive today. He's got only the 14 points, but 12 assists and two turnovers thus far. The difference, and you're looking at the bench scoring. Lakers only have 3 points off the bench. So a lot of this will come down to, are we in the final minutes?
No, Nuggets only have 8, so it's not like they've hit a bunch of shots.
Yeah. No. I mean, but just saying, we've been looking for the Lakers to find other people to contribute. And the point that I was getting to with the Lakers is more so the reliance on that front line in the fourth quarter. Both Anthony Davis and LeBron James in game one looked like they were done. We could talk about altitude. We could do all that stuff. But physically, they were spent. We'll see what it looks like the final 4 minutes of this one.
Yeah, this is good. Again, biggest 12 minutes of the season for the Lakers. Either it's going to continue or you can pretty much close up shop. Now, to the Knicks and the Sixers, so much drama in the final 27 seconds of this game. Last hour, we spent a lot of time on the Knicks' offensive sets, down by 5 with 27 seconds left to go. Jalen Brunson hits a 3 that, depending on how far the Knicks go this playoffs, that's going to wind up being the biggest shot of the last 25 years of Knicks history, because the game was in that shot. If that shot doesn't go, it's a Sixers rebound with 27 seconds. They're up 5. They're likely going up 6 or 7, and the game is over. But it bounces straight up in the air and through, right? The Sixers turn it over on the inbounds. We talked about them being upset. Nick Nurse said he wanted to call timeout, and he didn't get called a timeout. The Knicks get the ball back. They steal it away from Tyrese Maxey. Dante DiVincenzo hits a 3. The Knicks get the lead. They go on to win. Now, before we get into what happened at the end of the game, the Sixers have decided, because they were very upset at the officiating this game. They didn't, mm-hmm. Nick Nurse said, I didn't get my timeout. Joel Embiid was upset at timeouts that were and weren't called. The Sixers, as you told me, they are filing against the NBA. They're filing a case against the league because of the officiating the first two games of this series.
Yeah, Tim Bontemps of ESPN put this out nearly an hour ago. Sixers plan to file a grievance, an airing of the grievances. They file a grievance with the NBA over the officiating across the first two games of this series, a team spokesperson told ESPN.
Yes, I'm worried. Oh, they're gonna overturn the wins and give them to the Sixers. Yes. Ooh.
How do you like that? Yeah, said the team played well, improved, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, difficult loss. It makes the series a little longer, Nick Nurse. 5.5 was the over-under on the series, by the way.
Yeah. Luckily for the Sixers, they're playing the easier team in the Knicks, or I'd be worried being down 2-0. Oh, see what I did there?
Yeah,
easier team.
No, you're getting petty, your fan, minute by minute here. But I do like the grievance. I'd love to see the enumeration of what else they think they got wrong.
Here's all the things that got wrong. Joel Embiid did not get, he should have been so he could miss more free throws? You want Embiid? Because Embiid missed 4 free throws tonight. He should have been the free throw line for more free throws?
He was tired.
He wasn't going to make them. He wasn't going to make them.
You heard Rick Bucher with us several weeks ago.
He wasn't going to make them. It's okay. But you want to talk about Phil. Let's talk about what the Sixers aren't owning up to. Here's the end of the game sequence, okay? So we told you how the Knicks offensively got the lead. Tyrese Maxey, who was on an absolute heater all game, heat check shots at the end, decides to take the ball to the rack instead of waiting for the last shot. Like, let's surprise the Knicks. Let's get in, get a hoop, and then they'll get the ball back and have to hit the game winner with 10 seconds left. We feel pretty good about our defense. Maxey takes to the hoop, and Isaiah Hartenstein blocks it. Knicks get the rebound. OG Anunoby hits two free throws. So now it's a three-point lead for the Knicks with about 6 seconds left to go. So the Sixers have one final chance to send this game to overtime. They have now blown a five-point lead. Not only just blown a five-point lead, they now trail by three. They've been outscored 8-0 in the last 21 seconds.
Does this erase Reggie Miller a little bit for you?
Yeah, it's been long enough. Sure. Should we get a race a little bit of that?
No.
I don't know. 8 points in 6 seconds now.
No, I just stabbed you in the kidney.
But this is what the Sixers do on the final possession, down three, 6.5 left to go.
They need a three to tie. Maxi into the front court, 3 seconds to go. Maxi, step back, right side, Embiid fires the three. No good! Knicks win game two! Knicks win 104-101!
Knicks Radio Network on the call. So you really want to talk about this? Tyrese Maxey, again, who was on a heater, who is a much better three-point shooter than Joel Embiid. Right? Embiid makes a couple of threes.
Well, percentage-wise, they're not very, very different, but Maxey does attempt eight a game.
Yeah. Maxey's got the ball in the front court, and it would be about a 25-footer if he would step back off of the defender on him, and he gets a chance. This is the shot the Sixers want. Right, if you're saying, okay, we got to take a three, there's 6 seconds left, we can't get down the floor, layup, foul, get it back, we can't do it. We need a three. This is the best look you're going to get. And Tyrese Maxey passes up the shot. I'm going to give the ball to a guy who is not as good a three-point shooter as I am, and Embiid takes a three, and it's not even close. And ta-da, the Knicks win. I wonder how afraid he was to take the final shot. As much as he was running around the court, I made a big shot. I'm good. He got blocked the last time down the floor. Biggest Sixers possession of the season. He got blocked, and when it came time for the last shot, I'm giving it to Joel Embiid. He had room. He could have taken a step back. Again, it's a 25-footer. It's not something that you think is going to absolutely go, but if anybody's going to take it, he's the guy you want taking that shot. And he said, no, I don't want this shot. Here, Joel, you take it. I mean, that you want to talk about something. You're the Sixers. Complain about that. Complain about a guy who's been phenomenal this year, who has truly been the number two guy you've been waiting for to team up with Embiid. You went through seven guys before you found, oh, hey, Tyrese Maxey is the guy because he's really good. Right? We talked about the beginning of the season. Hey, Maxey's the number two they've been looking for so long. And now you have that guy, and he was afraid to take the shot. Because there's nothing you could tell me you really think dishing it off for Embiid at the last second is that's a better shot than you there? Are you kidding? I wonder how afraid he was to take that shot because he just got blocked the last time down the floor.
Yeah, Raiders for Life says the fix was in, but why is Maxey not taking final shot? The fix was in. I just wanted to throw that in there because I thought it was kind of funny.
Sure.
Because there's a bunch of that out there because certainly the New York trying to find any quotes from Maxey where he's asked. Because this is one where you could do your full-on let's go back in the archives of any of the early Howard Stern run. You're on the red carpet or you're in a locker room, you get to ask that question. Let's be the guy. Hey, after the Hartenstein block, were you afraid? Did you just not want the ball anymore? I'll hang up and listen for your response. I mean, that's really kind of where we're at with this, because dishing the ball, and look, he was 30 feet from the basket and 5 of 11 from 3 for the game. So he played well.
And shot well for 3.
Said, right? He was up over 30 points on the night and had a bunch of big drives. The Hartenstein block, a big moment and momentum shift in the moment. You could, the Garden erupts. But it's that last sequence. Because Embiid, I don't know that he was anticipating the ball when he drifted back out beyond the 3-point line. I think it was kind of clear out a little bit to give him room, and instead he ends up taking a hurried 3-point shot that's flat as hell. Hey, when they go in, they look pretty. It gives the Knicks the win. It really is a question that you'd love to ask him. So what goes through your head in that final moment, right? Because this now becomes the question that we always ask LeBron and we ask other players. You had the shot. You are the king. Why did you pass it? We start fighting about better basketball plays and whatever.
He was not afraid to take the shots before. I mean, the heat check shots he was taking. He took a three off a screen where it was like a Kobe three. It was like a Kobe heat check. In one motion, I'm going to catch the ball, fall to my right, and take it off my right foot. And he swished it to give the Sixers a 4-point lead with about a minute left to go. So I know, look, he feels good taking those shots. But I guarantee you, I just went down, Hartenstein blocked me, and it was a clean block. I'm glad they're not complaining about the block. Well, who knows? They probably will complain about the block. It was a clean block, and the Knicks got the rebound, but that's got to be in his head because he looked like he was afraid to take that shot.
Because he did a good job lying in wait for him. I mean, that was a great defensive play by Hartenstein. Like, hey, he's kind of there, he's kind of not, and boom.
Maybe the Knicks will start him at some point because he's been great coming off the bench.
You know
he's
what?
Been
he's
so good.
Really earned play more minutes.
Yeah. Him and Quentin Grimes, both
he's
of them.
Shown a lot of heart.
Quentin Grimes,
he leaves it all on the court.
He does.
I mean, he does. There's literally nothing left of him.
He's like,
when the game ends and everybody's
like,
celebrating.
He's like John Cena. Like, you can't see him when he's on the floor for the Knicks. It's like they're playing 6 against 5.
He's Hollow Man. He's Kevin Bacon. Well, now, there's a movie you didn't see, but I guarantee it.
But I'll tell you, I mean, it looked like he was afraid to take that shot. I don't want to take it. Like, I don't want to be the guy to miss the layup and then miss the three. So here, Joel, you take it. I mean, really, like, you did the Knicks a favor by passing it off. Who would, if you said, okay, someone's got to take a 26, 27 footer with the game on the line to go to overtime, who do you want taking that shot? Maxey or Embiid? They would all raise their hands and go, Embiid, Joel, we want Embiid. Embiid on 1 foot and one Lego, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we want taking that shot. Yep, that's what we want.
I'll one up you and I'll just say the perfect scenario would have been through some circumstance, the ball would have ended up in Reed's hand. A, he would have been on the court. And B, the ball would have been in his hands, and he would have had to take the shot.
Oh, well, but Reed, though, it would have been so fortunate.
Because then he would have been able to talk forever.
Yes, but
if they'd then gone on and won in overtime.
No, but that's where he would have said, boy, I'm lucky we're playing an easier team in the Knicks, because I would be worried about being down 2-0. I'd worry about that. Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. So I'll tell you what. Sixers are protesting, the Knicks are celebrating, and the Lakers and the Nuggets are getting closer, and Leon's getting larger, and the Lakers and the Nuggets, 83-79 now with 5 minutes or 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Denver's got the basketball. We could be seeing the end of the Lakers season in front of us if they blow this lead and the game. We'll have more on this huge night in the NBA. Keep it right here. That's coming up next. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Now I want to go home and watch Eyes Wide Shut again. Eyes Wide Shut a lot. Eyes Wide Shut is such a long movie. It's so long.
You know, my guy Harvey Keitel was in there and they got fired because he didn't want to do take 97 of entering a room. Said, to hell with this, I'm out.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Things are really interesting in Denver. There are 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Lakers lead the Nuggets 91-85. LeBron going to the free throw line. He has hit a couple of big shots in the last couple of minutes. LeBron's become a guy who's done this, who does this now. Like, LeBron will take like four big shots in a row, miss them all, but make the fifth and then run down the court like, yeah, look at me. Like, that's his thing. How many layups have we seen him miss where he gets to the cup and it's like, dude, how do you miss that? Mm-hmm. I get you're going into traffic, but you're rising up above everybody. No one's in your way to block it, and it bounces off the rim. Like, how do you do it? But then he'll make one. Like, yeah, I made it. Look at me. I'm one out of six on big shots. Look at me. I did it.
At the risk of being the resident LeBron hater. Again, I did it. Chicago ties immediately. That comes in. We talked about it last week, right? Michael Thompson went. Remember with that charge? The collision he had with Zion, where he went to the ground and he laid and he rolled around for a while, and Michael Thompson was like, would you just get up? You got hit. There was contact. Why are we laying around? He's really good at that, you know, when the call doesn't go his way of laying down and like he's injured. And then he'll do the same thing here, but he hits the shot and he does the shoulder shrugs or the bicep pose or whatever while laying on the ground. It's like, are you hurt or are you just wasted time now? Like, what are we doing? Get up. Either way, get up and get back to playing basketball.
So we'll have more on this game again. About 3 minutes left to go. It's a 4-point lead for the Lakers, and all that's on the line for them is their season. If they win,
that's all.
It still go. If they get down 2-0, that's it. If they blow this big lead they had, that's going to be it.
We should ask if anybody thinks they're going to win another game.
Earlier tonight, all the drama, and look, I'm sorry, Cleveland, Orlando, that's great. Cleveland's up there up 2-0. All the drama with the Knicks win over the 76ers. The Sixers are upset. Nick Nurse is mad at the officiating. The Sixers are filing a grievance against the league for the officiating. You're going to hear Joel Embiid in a few minutes because he just hit the podium, talked about how upset he was at the officiating. The official. That's great. Keep complaining about the officials. That's great. That's going to help you keep complaining.
Now, what other recourse do you have?
keep
right.
Playing.
You're always calling. Looking.
You stick it and start playing.
Right, but in game, you're looking for the next call. Right? Isn't that part of the complaint to the official? You've done it as a coach.
Oh,
I'm
yeah, sure.
Sure.
You know,
hey,
you're not going to get
blue?
That. But you want
where's
the next
that? But
one.
You're
yeah.
saying it.
Yeah, sure.
So that's all they're saying.
Yeah, you
like,
want
hey,
the next call?
Hey, when
yeah.
we're back at home, yeah. we expect the same. That's mm-hmm. all they're doing.
Yeah.
Now it comes off as whining, petty, and
but
and
it seems like it's a whole team wide. The referees, they screwed us in this game. The officials screwed us in this game. Yeah. Okay. Worry about again. My big worry, because I got a big thought about the Sixers, big thought about the Knicks. My big worry about the Sixers, worry about Joel Embiid. The guy's on one bleeping
oh, sure.
leg. And I'm telling you, he doesn't look like a guy that's going to make it out of this series. Because
or if he does, you're not going much further.
Yeah, like what do you yeah. have left? I mean, the guy is, he's playing on one yeah. leg. He is getting used down low. The Knicks were able to do whatever they wanted to at the end of the game. The offensive rebounds, getting the ball down low. Embiid's missing free throws. He is a guy limping his way through this series, and it ain't going to get any easier. At this point, if you said to me yes or no, I'd say he does not see the end of this series. He gets dinged up. He's already hurt really bad, and you are going to see him wind up out at some point for the remainder of this series. I can't see him making it to the end because he's barely on the court now and doing it. It's barely
well, what
there
was
now.
Interesting was watching, and we talked a lot about Maxey and not wanting the shot and whether he shied away. There were a couple of times where Jalen Brunson had him, and Brunson eventually hits the big 3-point, you know, shot, gets the shooter's roll into when it goes up and falls in, but. There are a couple times where it looked like he had Embiid one-on-one on that one leg and could have tried to take him to the hole and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I question a little bit on his side as well, you know, wanting to go and push the envelope offensively given his struggles for two games. But yeah, Embiid physically, I mean, he's left everything. And every time he hits the court, it's the fear we always have of Anthony Davis multiplied. Because
mm-hmm.
we know he's hurt, not, hey, there's stuff in the past.
Yeah.
We know right now he's laboring.
Yeah, this is,
just
I mean,
get
look,
up and down.
And look, Rick Bucher with the line of the year in the NBA. I've never seen someone look tired shooting free throws, but that's Embiid.
Yeah,
I mean, he is dragging himself up and down the floor, and this is because he's just not healthy.
Right.
He came back from the knee injury, and he's doing everything he can. And still, he had 35 points tonight. I mean, this is how great the guy is. But right, that's what I worry about is, like, what are we really going to have? Is he really going to have enough for the rest of this series? Is he really? Because I can't see him making it through because it's a physical series already. He's on one leg. I don't see it happening. Now, for the Knicks, here's the other part. They're going nowhere if this is what they're getting out of Jalen Brunson. All right, because what we're seeing so far in this series is the Knicks supporting cast way better than the Sixers. Because the Sixers supporting cast is Joel Embiid has Tyrese Maxey, who is phenomenal, and that's it. That's all he's got. Hey, what did Jalen Brunson have? DiVincenzo, Anunoby, Hartenstein, Hart, who has been the best player the first couple of games.
Absolutely.
Deuce McBride, who's been great off the bench. You're talking about the Knicks getting it from everybody. And the Knicks fight tooth and nail every possession for every loose ball. This is the personality of a team is how you can fall in love with them. Because when this is, we don't care. When we're in a rock fight, we're going to be the person throwing the last rock. No, we're not going to get hit with a rock, and we're throwing the last rock. That's kind of what the Knicks are
Did
like.
Did you just go David Goliath on
me? Never throwing that rock. No, I mean like kids having rock fights. Yeah, throwing slate at each other and stuff. And you know,
really?
Yeah. You're in rock fights when you're a kid?
No.
I'm not recommending them.
We usually
them.
Just threw, yeah. You know, fists.
No.
So it was more personal.
Yeah, it'd be rock. Well, rock fights are terrible.
No, because then you could claim, no, I was throwing at him and I accidentally hit you. Don't have beef with me.
But they're going nowhere if this is the Jalen Brunson they're going to get. Because he's finding out, boy, the playoffs are really different now that I've become this player. He's gone from being, wow, he's a really good underrated player to now he's a superstar. And the Sixers know if we're going to stop this team, we got to stop the superstar. This is not about, hey, let Brunson get his points. Because as you see, when Brunson gets 40, he's able to do whatever he needs to do. And the rest of the Knicks are all good enough to be able to supplement him. They know we have to make life miserable for Jalen Brunson. That's the whole deal, and that's what they've done so far, whether it's Oubre on him or Batum on him. He's in the backcourt. He's got to struggle to get the ball over half court. They have somebody on him. They either try to separate him from the ball or what they did in the second half, which was a phenomenal move is that every time he looked to find a lane, the Sixers filled it. And there was no way he was getting to the hoop and dishing it off like is his specialty. He's one of the smartest players in the league. He may be the smartest player in the league right now with what he's able to do. Because physically, the guy is not that fast. He's quick enough. He knows. He sees the floor great. I mean, right now, he is at that kind of level. But physically, the Sixers are stopping him from doing what he wants to do. And he has not been good. And he has not found a way to counter that. He's taking bad shots. He's not shooting well. He's taking shots that, hey, when I'm in my rhythm and I'm playing great, I hit these shots. But I'm seeing everything is front of the rim and it's side of the rim. And he's not accurate. I mean, he hit that big three. I can't take that away from him. He hit the three in the with 27 seconds left to put the Knicks down two. But this is a three that the ball bounced off the front of the rim, up and went in. Right, that
could have very easily not gone. They all count the same,
right? They do.
And he was 0-for-5. So
right, but he's still from the floor. He's 8-for-30. They are going nowhere. The Knicks are going nowhere if it's, hey, Jalen's having struggles, but everybody else is playing great. No, that'll only get you so far. They need Brunson to be the best player on the team. And if he is, they're going to the finals because they're that good when he's that good. But he's got to figure out a way around it because right now he doesn't have it.
Yeah, but I think in the East, he doesn't have to be spectacular. I think the East is wide open. You can go get it. Right? Celtics, we don't know that they're going to be ready to rise up for the playoffs because, you know what, they haven't. We've had different iterations of this that haven't come to that grand moment at the end, right? They've fallen short. So here's another opportunity, especially with that supporting cast, with what you're getting from Hart and Hartenstein and your guy Ananobi has been fantastic. And just go on down the line that you've got enough players that you're going to be able to compete with anybody.
Mm.
I had to wrap it up fast because you're just shaking your head, and I was worried you were going to hurt your neck.
I see your end of the Knicks 76ers game, and I raise you the end of the Lakers and the Nuggets. You can now, so there you go. So just so you know, because now this is becoming the story.
It's a final.
Okay? Knicks are great. Jalen Brunson's got to play better. Boy, the Knicks are great. Boy, what a win.
Sixers filing grievances.
Greatest win in 25 years.
Grave injustices.
Sixers are pissed. Yeah, da-da-da-da. Now we have to get to the end of Lakers Nuggets, which really is the end of the Lakers season. The Nuggets beat the Lakers 101-99 on a last-second jumper. LeBron James missed a three on the other end that would have given the Lakers a three-point lead. The Nuggets get the ball back with about 12 seconds left to go, and Jamal Murray, who had had a horrendous game, he is 9-for-24 from the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal Murray is one-on-one. AD tries to close out on him, but leaves him enough room for Murray to shoot the fadeaway from about 15 feet. And it almost looks kind of like the Kawhi Leonard jumper, the famous one for the Raptors. Same part of the floor. Jamal Murray swishes the jumper. The Nuggets win it 101-99. Take a 2-games-to-none lead on the Lakers. The Lakers blow a huge lead in the second half of this one. AD has 32. LeBron, 26. Not enough. Despite 9-for-24 from the night from Murray, he takes the final shot. The Nuggets win. And look, let's be honest. This is the end of the season for the Lakers. They couldn't hold on to this win. They're down 2-0 going home. How are they going to power past this? This is such a you're past the point of, well, you're going home down 2-0. No, we watch. When you go home down 2-0, you generally lose the series. And the Nuggets found a way, despite the fact the Lakers played the highest level of basketball they could for the first nearly the first 2.5 quarters, all the Nuggets did was chip away at it because they're just that much better. And for Murray to hit that shot at the end and win the game, I mean, where do you go from here if you're the Lakers? I think that's a fork in the Lakers season.
But awful through three quarters, final quarter, final stanza of things for Jamal Murray. He was 6-of-8 from the field and wanted the ball every time. He didn't shy away. And in this case, you've got full extension Anthony Davis, who earlier in the day we were having the debates of defensive players of the year. Why am I left out? Why do they all hate me? Why? And can't get a hand on the ball here. Murray enough with that step back to get enough separation, high-arcing shot, and down it goes, and a dagger to the Lakers.
How did it sound? Well, it sounded a lot like this.
He's at the midcourt circle. 4 seconds. 3 seconds left. Why are they not fouling? Jumper Murray. Got it to Hard. Denver mounts the comeback. They come back from 20 points down. They win game number two. 101 to 99 is the final. And the Lakers can take that out on the way out.
So there it is.
Sounds like you. Hey, take that L.
Oh, so there it was on the Nuggets Radio Network. This is something. This is something. You heard the play-by-play call there. The Lakers with a foul to give, and they didn't. Jamal Murray was able to find enough space. And I don't know if AD tried to close out on him, if he would have gotten a shooting foul, he would have been able to get the ball up there. But the Lakers don't foul, and they allow Murray to get that last second shot off, and it wasn't really difficult. He had AD one on one, but it was just a pretty much a dribble and a step and a jumper. And now the Nuggets win it 101-99, and it's 2-0. And like I said, I think that's it for the Lakers season.
I tell you what, the look of Anthony Davis, who as he turns to watch the shot go in, Murray is sliding under him, so he ends up in the bench. That's got to be the worst of it. This guy scores, and now I'm in the middle of the bench as the celebration begins.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. I bet one Knicks-Lakers game two. I see your Knicks-Lakers game two and raise you Lakers-Nuggets game two. Jamal Murray This is what ballers do, man. Not your night. Doesn't matter. I'm still taking that game-winning shot. They were down 20. The Nuggets get it down to even. And with no time left, it's a dagger of a game-winning jumper by Jamal Murray, again, who had a horrible night shooting over Anthony Davis, and the Nuggets win it 101-99. Porter hits a big three in the final few seconds. I mean, this was such a back and forth. This was a punch, counterpunch, punch, counterpunch. But already I'm seeing a lot of blame going to LeBron, right? This game was tied at 99. Lakers had the ball with about 20 seconds left to go, 15 seconds left to go. They needed to make a shot, right? And LeBron takes a three, misses, and this is how the Nuggets get the rebound with 13 seconds left, and Murray goes in and takes a shot and wins the game. And look, I'm the first guy to tell you, LeBron's got to get to the hoop, right? This is LeBron's game. Even if he's missing bunnies like he has been a lot the last few weeks, a lot of times he'll get to the hoop, and I'm like, how is he blowing this layup? He's still got to get to the hoop, right? And that's a big thing because he likes to take the three because it looks pretty. It looks pretty when you shoot the three and you make it and you can turn and pose because you know the camera's on you.
Sure.
I get it. It looks pretty, but he's got to get to the hoop. This is different. I was 100% okay with this shot because the defender had fallen down and LeBron has a standing alone all by himself on just behind the arc. He's got a great look, and he takes a three. Like, he had time to compose himself, stop, look. This is a shot that if anybody has it, you want them to take it. But because
it's
LeBron,
a full make-a-sandwich shot.
But because it's LeBron, it's, oh, you should, no. This is a shot that you take. LeBron has made threes like that in the past. He takes shots like
this. Is it the right basketball play? Is that what he'd say?
That's absolutely the right basketball play. Him taking that shot because nobody was on him.
Right.
It wasn't a contested jumper. It wasn't where he came off a screen. The defender fell down. And there's nobody within 6 feet of LeBron.
No.
And it's I got it like, oh, I have a second. Stop, calm, take a three. Now he missed. Right, he missed it, so okay, but that was the right shot to take. Right, how's he going to try to get to the hoop with what he has? He's going to get to the middle. Maybe he gets a foul call. Maybe he doesn't, but he has an open three right there. If Austin Reeves had that shot, you want him to take it. If AD had that shot, you'd want him to take it. If anybody had that shot, if Jokic had that shot, you'd want him to take it. If Embiid had that shot, you'd say yes. It doesn't change because it's LeBron. And, oh, he just, yes, normally he should get to the hoop, not on that shot. I'm okay with that because it was the right play. It's a shot you want. I would want any of my guys. I'd want Jalen Brunson, DiVincenzo, Hart, Starks, even Ewing, any of those guys, take that shot. I want that shot.
Oakley?
Oakley, no, I want him to pass. But everybody else, I would want to take that shot.
I just wanted to see where the line of demarcation was there.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw Oakley hit a three.
I'd have to go back and look. Look, LeBron had a couple of drives to the rim blocked in the fourth quarter. He was 2 of 3 beyond the arc, with that being the miss. And it's a wide open look. I want to show you the shot clock, shot chart, though, for one of his teammates in the fourth quarter. That's Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, depending on whether you count it as a shot or not, he had one.
He had one.
One or zero, depending on whose stat you're looking at.
And this is where we'll get into this with Mark Medina coming up in a few minutes, but this is the real issue with the Lakers, is that you had AD and D'Angelo Russell were phenomenal in the first half, and they were invisible in the second half. Yes, LeBron took a lot of shots. He did take a lot of shots. He also made some big plays, and he had a steal and a dunk that I thought was going to seal the game, but nope. Michael Porter Jr. says, nope, I'm taking this three because I have no conscience.
Huge
and I'm
defensive
it.
Play for a guy who's been bagged on. For taking defensive plays off. Here he balled out down the stretch.
This is where I can say, yes, put a fork in the Lakers season because it's done. And the first thing they're going to do is fire Darvin Ham. There's no way he makes it out of this. And that's the first thing that's going to happen, because I don't know how you go the second half and you don't have your two best players from the first half really involved. It's insane. I mean, I don't get how that goes on, and how that's Anthony Davis after what he does in the first half. Yes, maybe he's going to slow down a little bit. Maybe the defense will roll towards him a little bit. But really, one shot in the fourth quarter. D'Lo made a huge shot near the end. He hardly got the ball too. Like, what the hell's going on here? Like, what are you doing? I mean, is LeBron just taking over, saying, and Darvin Ham should be here like Doc Rivers saying, it's not my fault, I'm calling these plays, and LeBron's deciding to do what he wants to do. But like, really, that's the first thing that's going to happen, is you're going to look and say, okay, Darvin Ham's going to be fired.
Second half, D'Angelo Russell, 2 of 6 from the field, only 2 shots in the fourth. LeBron in that third quarter was just 1 of 4. Just another quizzical kind of game.
Is it over for the Lakers and the Sixers? Did anything happen tonight officiating-wise to cause the Sixers and the Lakers to lose? Find out next with a special guest, Jason and Mike. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.